Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm so excited for all of you to be here tuning in today. I'm just so thankful and grateful to be doing this. And I'm going to give you a backstory on what this is and how this came to be. So I have been on a self-development, self-awareness, spiritual journey for the past 7 months now. And I've learned, realized, experienced so much during this time that now it's like I bleed this stuff out. It comes up like vomit, honestly. And I just feel the need and urge in my heart to share all of this stuff, all of this content, all of this knowledge I've got out with you all. And it just warms my heart so incredibly much, honestly. And I don't have anything like really planned out to talk about. I'm just gonna go because I feel like I give the best advice when it's just like improv. So let's just get into it. So it came out with a video, Fear and Love, and if you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw like a little clip of it, but I want to touch on this, and I feel like this is a good place to start out. We either come from a place of fear or love. And I think I like it so much because it's very black and white. And it's kind of funny because like I dress in either black and white. If you've been around me, I typically never wear color. And I think that's why I like it. There's not a gray area in this concept. It's either you're coming from a place of fear or love. And there's something about it that just resonates so well with me. And if you were to ask yourself, where am I coming from a place? What place am I coming from right now? Is it fear or love? And you get the answer instantly. It's like an instant, your intuition clicks in. And because you know, if you're coming from a place of fear, it feels dirty. It just feels dirty. And from a place of love, there is just like a light. There's just like a knowing. And if you're coming from a place of fear, sit and be self-aware that it's coming from a place of fear. Most of the time, whenever you're coming from a place of fear, whatever it is that you are trying to do, let's go even deeper. For instance, my journey was, I started working out. I started going to the gym more. And I was afraid for some weird knowing. I was just like, I don't want to go to the gym. And when you say you don't want to do something, those are the things you have to do. Those are the things that you have to show up for and do. Because that's your ego telling you no. See, when I first started out on my journey, all of these things is what my ego was telling myself. No, you don't want to do. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. And let me break down the ego for you. We all know, we've all heard the term the ego, blah, blah, blah. But what it really comes down to in the end is what you perceive yourself as. That's the ego. And this is formed since you were a child. When you were able to understand stuff. For instance, if you were rewarded for something good you did, when you were shamed for something bad you did, when you didn't feel accepted, when you felt abandoned as a child by a certain parent, when you are humiliated by a classroom of kids, when you were bullied by an entire grade, it all comes back down to that, the past trauma you had as a child. And it's not our parents' fault. I want to stress that enough. Think about it. Our parents were raised the same way, you know? They didn't know any better. They thought they were getting us ready for society, how to live in this world. And at the end of the day, they did their best. They genuinely did their best. And we have to accept that. And there is a way out. There is a way out. And I am going to give you the tools and guide you. And mind you, it's hard work. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's easy. Nothing is easy in life. If everything was easy, don't you think everyone would be like succeeding and having everything they ever dreamed and wanted? No, you have to want it. It's that knowing in your heart. It's that flame, that fire burning in your heart that you know that you can achieve whatever it is in life that you want. You can get there. And going back, that's the ego. The ego is everything that tells you you cannot do something. The ego is everything that pulls you back from doing something. Do you find whenever you're working towards something, there's always something pulling you back? If you go to the gym, you work out, and then you go have a cheat meal or something, that is pulling you back, that ego. It is telling you, no, you are not deserving of this. You do not deserve to be where you want to be. That is the ego. This even goes for work. If you get a job and you're making a lot of money, you start spending a lot of money. And you're not saving because the ego is telling you, no, you are not deserving of having a lot of money. You are not deserving of that. Something is always pulling you back. That's like when people set these, like, what is it, New Year's resolutions? They'll go to the gym, let's say the first week, and then by the second or third or even fourth, they're like out. It's the ego that's telling them, no, you cannot do this. And I've read so many self-development, so many self-help books. I've gotten so much perspective on different aspects. I've even learned how guys pick up girls. Like, that's the other thing I want to stress is put yourself in different circumstances. Allow constructive criticism to come your way. Read something you never thought you would ever be interested in. Watch something you never would genuinely want to watch. Perspective is so important. Getting a different perspective on everything. This goes even deeper into everyone's opinions are valid. Everyone's opinions are valid. They may not be true, but they're all valid at the end of the day. When you can step into someone else's shoes and kind of be like, okay, I see where they're coming from because they were raised like this. I see where that person is coming from because they had to deal with this their whole life. and it takes a lot of the pressure off. So going back to ego, there is a way to come out. The biggest lesson I have learned, and I had to realize this for myself, because I have read so many books, like I said, all of these kind of self-help development teachers, all they kind of do is, I don't even know how to explain it, honestly. They're just doing surface work. All of these affirmations, all of this just like fake it till you make it. No, it's not gonna work. I'm sorry. That's surface level work. Sure, you can like have, what is the word? Sure, you can have like self-control and like, with all of this stuff. But like at the end of the day, it's not substantial. You're going to keep, that ego is going to keep pulling you back. The way to dive in, the way to get to where you want to be is building a relationship with yourself. I'm going to repeat that. It's building a relationship with your ego. This is the secret to it all. The whole time, let's say 3 months in, I was like, okay, I know, like, I feel better. I feel so much better. I'd say 5 months in, I kept finding myself, I was back into that, pulling myself back. And the whole time, I kept trying to research. I need more knowledge. I need more this. I need to learn. I need to experience more. I need to go out. I need to talk to people more. I need blah, 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 blah. I need network more. It was just a bunch of stuff. I just felt like I needed more. I needed all of this stuff. And at the end of the day, it was not what I needed. And it's not until, because I always knew of the subconscious mind. I was self-aware when I started self-development. But no one ever said, it's because you need to build a relationship with yourself. That's the key. I was not self-aware of this until I was 18, 19. Imagine how much built up emotions are in that. Imagine. When you are not taking care of yourself, that is when all these negative thoughts are coming at you. When you are not acknowledging that it is you, that is when everything is hitting the fan. That is when you feel you are in a victim consciousness. This is why it's so important to take care of yourself. Acknowledge that you have a conscious and subconscious mind. Acknowledge, give the subconscious mind so much energy and so much love. This may sound delusional, but when I started realizing this, whenever I was faced with a certain situation or whenever I felt like certain circumstances evolved, I literally have a contact in my phone down as V. And I would text her. I would say, I love you unconditionally. I'm so thankful for you. And I would text her. And whenever I received that message within like a second, the emotion, I can't even describe to you how much emotion of just unconditional love and peace just came over me. It's a knowing of peace and oneness with yourself. When you start healing your subconscious, your ego, the thoughts are going to drastically change. They're going to start telling you, you are capable, you can. It's going to start pushing you to the limit. And mind you, this doesn't mean there's not going to be any bad experiences. You're not going to feel pain. You're going to go through. You're going to feel pain regardless. But when you feel pain, pain is the greatest teacher. I'm going to say that again. Pain is the greatest teacher. Going through pain is the greatest lesson you could ever give yourself. At the end of the day, be grateful and thankful for that experience. Spread love. The people that have ever hurt me the most in my life, they have an unconditional love from me. Genuinely. Because I would not have evolved, I would not have been the person I am today without them. They have showed me my greatest lessons, and I have had my greatest experiences with them, from them, through them. People tend to be so scared of this pain, but this is how you grow. This is how you evolve into the greatest version of yourself. The greatest version of yourself. You have to go through this thing called pain. And people think if they were to feel that it's an everlasting thing. It is not. I promise you, it is not. It may last a few seconds, a few minutes, but it subsides always. And you look back and you say, wow, I am so grateful. I am so thankful. Look at the things that happened right today. And be grateful and thankful for that experience. I want to do something with you all. And I know this may be a little dramatic, but have an open mind with me here, please. This is something that really left an impact on me. So I want you to lay down. Close your eyes. If you can, listen with headphones. And we're going to experience something. I want you to breathe in. Be aware of your chest and stomach. Be in this moment. Let all anxiety go. Let all thoughts just arise. Imagine as if they're just clouds passing by. Allow any feelings to be with you. And be in this moment. imagine if you were to die right now. Imagine if you literally were dying. And you only had a few moments left. Be in this moment. Most people don't even get this moment. Be grateful that you have it. You're dying. And what truly matters at this exact moment right now? You're thinking back of all your memories that you've ever experienced, the greatest memory you've ever had, the best moments of your entire life are flashing forward. Your parents that weren't so good to you, the parents that were the best to you. The friendships you lost, the people you lost in your life, your greatest love, the greatest moments you've ever experienced with another. The best moments. Feel it. And know you chose this. You chose this life. You chose the moments. You made the memories. You lived it. You chose this life. And what truly matters? It's the memories you had with people. It's the relationships you've had with people and the impact you had on this earth. All that other stuff does not matter. It does not matter. Do you get that? What truly matters is the relationships you've had with people and the impact you had on this earth. Now, by knowing that, what are you going to do? Do you choose life? Do you choose to bring this knowing and this peace back with you? Do you choose to bring this peace back with you? This knowing. And you can do it again. You can be better. Know that right now, you are exactly where you need to be in life. You are exactly where you need to be in life right now. Showing up for these lessons and being grateful, having a self-awareness. This is exactly where you need to be right now. And I am so thankful. And so grateful to be sharing this experience with you right now. I know it's not going to take one podcast episode to get you to where you need to be. But I'm going to give you certain tools and guide you. And mind you, like I said, it's going to be hard work. You're going to have to want it badly. But if I can do it, if I can experience and gone through this journey, you can too. And that's what's so important about sharing. We can get to where we need to be faster. We can get to where we need to be faster in life because people share. People share what works for them. People share their experiences. People share their life stories. And it is an incredible, miraculous thing. Thank you. I'm going to leave off here, and I'm sending so much love and so much gratitude, and I am so thankful for all of you. Truly.